Eugene Vent, who's serving 38 years for the 1997 beating death of John Hartman, is scheduled to be paroled sometime in 2017. Vent will follow Marvin Roberts, who's serving a 33-year sentence for the Hartman killing and scheduled to be paroled next May. Fairbanks 4 advocate April Monroe Frick says the paroles are significant.
Paroling Marvin and agreeing to a parole release date for Eugene is the first time that we're aware of that anybody has been paroled while still maintaining their innocence.
Alaska Parole Board Director Jeff Edwards says board hearings are not open to the public and would not comment. John Hartman's brother, Chris Kelly, says he and his family believe the Fairbanks 4 are guilty and opposes their parole. Monroe Frick says parole conditions for Vent and Roberts have not been set.
They could remain in some form of custody, halfway houses, things like that. And whether they're inside prison or outside prison, exoneration is critically important to all of them. They don't want to walk out of prison as, you know, convicted murderers on parole. They want to walk out of prison as exonerated men.
The other two members of the Fairbanks Four, George Fries and Kevin Pease, are serving much longer sentences for their roles in the Hartman murder and are not eligible for parole. Applications for post-conviction relief filed on behalf of all four in September of last year center on the confession of a former local serving time for an unrelated murder. William Holmes claims a group of friends, not the Fairbanks Four, killed Hartman in a random attack. Holmes pins the most deadly blows on Jason Wallace, who's also jailed for an unrelated murder. The state calls Holmes' statements hearsay, but has scheduled an evidentiary hearing for November 10th in Fairbanks. Central to the case are earlier statements about the Hartman murder made by Wallace to his lawyer. Statements state attorney Adrian Bachman says are sealed.
Those communications are privileged, which means confidential, which means not disclosable.
Bachman says the proceedings regarding Wallace's statements will be necessarily closed to the public. Monroe Frick says it's morally wrong that Wallace's statements about the Hartman murder remain sealed. She says Fairbanks 4 supporters plan to pack the courtroom at next month's hearing, even if they are immediately ushered out. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.